Milwaukee police say that on Monday night, 34-year-old Willie Shankill and 32-year-old Darius Parker were shot to death in what police say was not a random act. The apparent double murder of the black men comes amid other fatal and non-fatal shootings in the city, especially of African Americans. At a prayer breakfast this week, Baptist pastor Mose Fuller said blacks must demand more action to stop the violence, including more from themselves.
We got the homeless community accountable. If I know who did it, I would turn them in. That's the bottom line. Now, we can show up at these meetings and pretend that we're going to do something, but the hard work is this. We got to hold ourselves accountable.
Joyce Elwanger of Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, or MICA, helps lead prayer vigils at the site of homicides. She says many African Americans are already working to reduce gun violence through youth, school, and jobs programs. Elwanger says some people living in violent neighborhoods are afraid to speak up.
But there are ways to work with the police without having to have your name associated, and we try in our MICA core team to get that word out on our agenda. Every week it tells you how to contact the police and what to do if you don't want them to come to your house or have your name used.
Elwanger and seven other MICA members held a sidewalk prayer vigil yesterday for the two men killed on Monday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.